just like to take a minute to acknowledge the countless hours.
Passengers on board an American Airlines flight clapped today as crew members thanked the teams who helped bring the Boeing 737 MAX back to service. Paying passengers took the first commercial flight on one of those jets since the FAA grounded the planes following two deadly crashes. 737 MAX was cleared to return to service in the U.S. after changes were made to an automated flight control system that was implicated in the crashes. 87 passengers were on board today's flight from Miami to New York. One of those, travel expert Peter Greenberg. He just returned to Miami and joins us now live tonight on News Nation. We're big fans of your work, Peter, as you know. We're glad to have you back here tonight. Let's start with what they told you before you boarded this flight, and how did it go?
Well, it was all very low key. Remember, they don't really want to call attention to the fact that it's a 737 MAX. Of course, we knew about it. At least half of those 87 passengers were journalists covering this first flight, but there were paying passengers on board. In fact, to give you an idea of the confidence they wanted to instill, the pilot brought his wife, the co-pilot brought her mother, the president of the airline was also flying on the plane, and so was the chief pilot. And the remarkable thing about this flight was that it was unremarkable, which is exactly what American was hoping for, considering the reputational damage this plane has suffered.
Well, let's talk a little more about that, because the 737 was grounded for almost 2 years. This was devastating for Boeing before the pandemic. What does this move mean for them now?
Well, remember, this was responsible for 40% of that company's profits. The fact that it was grounded for that long means that there are a lot of planes that they built that still need to be certified. And one of the things that's changing now is the safety culture at the FAA, which got them in trouble in the first place. And as a result of new legislation just passed by Congress, Boeing will no longer be allowed to certify their own planes as safe. It goes back to the FAA where it should have been in the first place.
How will this impact airlines? Peter, we heard earlier tonight that they will start slowly sifting more of these 737 MAX jets into their fleets. Business is still way down, though. How will it change the way the airlines operate?
Well, American has 24 of these planes that are ready to go. They're going to take another delivery of 10 more. And what they're trying to do, as all the other airlines are doing as well, is trying to get through the first quarter, which is deadly in terms of number of bookings. It usually is, by the way, more so now because of the pandemic. And then they're going to start sequencing them in. So by the end of January, American will have 91 daily flights on the 737 MAX. Right now, starting today, they have two. And then by the middle of February, United will then sequence in their planes. And then by March, Southwest, which has the largest number of 737 MAXs, they're the largest operator, they'll bring their planes back into service. They're all aiming for what they hope is going to be a robust second quarter.
Well, let me ask you a little more about that with your last question here, Peter. President-elect Biden said today that things are going to get worse before they get better, but airlines did get some good news with this COVID relief bill. What do you see ahead for the travel industry and travelers in 2021?
Well, there's pent-up demand, and that's intersecting, of course, with the vaccines and widespread, reliable, rapid response testing. And most of the experts that I'm talking to are looking at about the end of February to see a beginning of a turn that you can actually measure. Forward-looking bookings right now for May, June, July, and August are very, very strong, because all those people who got shut out of their vacations last summer do not want the same thing to happen this summer. And keep in mind, the airlines have gotten rid of those draconian ticket cancellation fees, so travelers can roll the dice now and know that they can book a flight, and if they have to change it, they're not going to lose the value of their ticket.
We just have 10 seconds left, so one more quick question. Millions of people have traveled over the holidays despite pleas to stay home. They're clearly not too worried about the COVID situation. Do you think they will be concerned at all about the safety of this jet?
In the long run, I don't think they will. They fixed the software problems here. The pilots are happy with it because they've been given the proper training, not just in terms of how to operate the system, but to how to override it, which is the problem in the two crashes that you mentioned. So in the long run, the hope is it's just going to be another airplane.
All right, travel journalist Peter Greenberg, again, always great to have you. Thank you for your time, sir.
You got it.